Let's do this.
What up, dude?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Just chilling, bro. Making ramen for my kids.
All
right. That's good, bro. How's the family?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So we're recording right now.
Yeah.
My boy Germs, he's a barber. If you're in, Tucson area, Rita Ranch, right?
Vail area, yeah.
Well, yeah, go see his ass.
Master of all trades. Oh, jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah. Yeah, jack off for trades and he masturbates a lot. I wanted to do this because I've actually gotten some emails from people. And I actually just put up an episode that I recorded it a few weeks ago, but I didn't put it up.
I'm here, bro.
It was about ghosting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you're and the perfect ghoster.
And so, like, this dude, you know, he asked me, you know, because he said, you know, like he
put your shit on.
He knew this girl and then he took her out, was a gentleman, you know, told her he liked her and got shot down and then he got ghosted. So I basically went on like this whole fucking hour long thing about, he's like, did I do something wrong? And I'm like, well, shit, man. You know, so I'm not the best person, you know, to ask for this shit, you know, to ask for advice because I can barely fucking run my own life. But I don't know what happened, you know, because I keep, you know, I tell people, like, you know, if you want me to talk about something or, you know, if you want to tell me I suck or, you know, go fuck myself, whatever, email me. And they have. So I have an email here. I'm going to bring it up so you can. We can talk about it, and we're gonna, we'll try to make this kind of fast, you know.
Yeah, no worries, bro. I got you, man.
So here's the email, and hey, Lucifer, do you think that females coming out and being more active is making it harder for them to find a man, or for that matter? For a guy like me to find a quote unquote nice girl. By the way, when I said active, I was referring to his life. Hope to hear more episodes soon. Thanks, Jesse T. We're going to be talking about Hoa's life.
It's a phase, bro. It's like guys go through the same phase where you go through different girls trying to figure out what it is you want. Some of us, it clicks in her head and we're like, hey, you know what? This is the one I want to settle down with. I have friends that, you know, have females in their life that they could settle down, have a good family, have a good wife and whatever. And they would rather play the field than settle down because just having someone turning in like your independence into like a partnership, it's something about that scares them. I don't know. Maybe they grew up fatherless or in a single parent home. Could be a number of things, but everyone goes through that. They call it the hoe phase, I guess. So, I mean, from my experience, is what I understand. Everyone goes through the hoe phase.
Bro, did you rehearse that?
No, it's
because I'm that, a barber, that came bro. Out like
I hear everything.
It came bro. Out like just perfect, dude. I was no, like, whoa.
It's life experiences, bro. Like, yeah. You got to think, dude. Most females that, well, if mind you, I'm taking away from background demographics, types of childhood you grew up in, like where we grew, like being where we're from, no one gets married, right? You're just yeah. together. You're just, you know, if you're with someone, you're considered married if you have a shirt that has your name and it says forever on it, airbrushed from like the swap meet
or you get the face hickeys.
Yeah, that too. That's yeah. That's yeah. Real. That's really
official. Because the more hickeys, it means it's getting serious. But if you got like the darker and the bigger ones, then that's like. You're in it for life, man.
No, it's just, I mean, it's just, it, I mean, if you, I guess you just got to look at the type of phase, what part of your life, I mean, are we ever ready, really ready to settle down? Hold on. Go ahead, Amy. Yeah, I think so. I just think it just depends on what phase of your life you're at.
Yeah. And see, I think, you know, I'm looking at this email and I'm thinking like, you know, is this guy like, you know, is he thinking like maybe if a female is really like doing, you know, going through like the hoe phase, and because you remember like, you know, when we grew up, you know, being a, you know, quote unquote hoe, was kind of, you know, it was kind of bad, you know, it was like it was a big deal, you know, yeah, like taboo. You didn't want to be a hoe, you didn't want to be known as a hoe, because it just meant like the, you know, and this was aimed more at females back then than males, and you know, from growing up and everything and looking back, it's like back then if you were classified as a hoe, it just meant that you just weren't like innocent, you know what I mean? Not innocent, but you weren't a good girl, you know, you weren't going to be a good girl. You weren't going to, you know, you were just like whoever, you know, comes around. And I knew some girls like that, which really were like that. And, you know, but then they ended up settling down, and then, you know, of course they settled down and ended up not settling down and settling down again with somebody else, and you know, there's face tattoos and shoulder tattoos with names crossed out, and it's ugly, man. So I'm wondering if he's thinking like that, like if he gets with, you know, if he gets with this girl, right, who was going through a hoe phase, and say he didn't know about it, but then like other people that kind of knew her told him like, dude, like she's a hoe, like she's been with like so many guys, like, you know, like, is like, I think that's kind of what he's trying to ask, maybe, like, does that kind of ruin the chances of, like I said, of him being with a, you know, good girl? Or, you know, because I think nowadays you know, it's just like everything, you know, the whole hoe is life thing, you know, it was a trend. Everybody wanted to go out. Everybody wanted to have fun. Everybody, you know, it was basically like the 60s, man, you know, free love. Everybody was having sex with everybody. And, you know, and I think that, but because of the mentalities that these, you know, that like, I don't really want to say our generation, but like the younger generations have now, it's more straightforward, more like, you know, hey, if I want to fuck, I'm going to fuck. And it doesn't matter if it's a, you know, if it's a guy saying it, if it's a girl saying it, you know, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it, you know, and we've really seen that a whole lot, you know, like, you know, women have, you know, they before they didn't really say, you know, they didn't really talk the way they do now. And now they're just like, you know, oh yeah, I want the D, and you know, like, oh yeah, I'm going to go out because I want to get laid. You know, before that was stuff that guys said, you know, like, yeah, I'm going to go out, I'm going to get laid.
See, that's the weird thing, man. Like, not to take away anything you're from, but I can, on the back of my like on my hand, I can count no less than five, but no more than 10, like, girls I knew that they were about that life. They were like, I got a boyfriend, but I want that. And they're talking about a guy, and they would do it. Yeah. But whether they were in a relationship or not. Now, that, to me, that, you know, hoe is life. That is definitely for real for that. But
yeah, and see, I think it's I think it would be more of like a what I would tell this guy is, it'd be more of like a waiting game, like an observation kind of thing, you know, like maybe just kind of, I don't know, like go out and stuff. But I mean, obviously, it's kind of either way. Like, it's gone so many ways now, where before nobody really did anything like on a first date, you know what I mean? Like, you kiss and that was about it. But now it's like, you go on the first date and it's like in the bathroom fucking getting a blowy, or, you know, just going to pound town.
Record player.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe he just needs to experience, you know. I don't think he knows what he wants.
Like, if you like, as a man, you or a guy, you know what you want, right? You know what you're expecting from a girl.
Exactly.
And obviously the hoe is life is, it scares him, because more than likely to him, that girl is more experienced, and that probably scares him. Because if you're an adult, you understand that there's the hoe phase, you go through your phases, and if you're cool about it, you accept it, because we all have a past, right? Whether you're a hoe or not, and you be adult about it. But it sounds like he's not really sure what he wants. He wants the housewife, but he doesn't want the hoe.
Yeah. Or maybe he's, you know, experienced something in the past.
It could be. I could tell you experience. Too. I mean, for me, experience was, you know, your homie telling you, "Hey, man, I didn't know you were dating this girl, but we smashed this weekend." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever, bro. You're just jealous because, you know, she's hot." And they're like, "No, like, I'm dead serious." And like, me being so naive, I didn't want to believe him. And then a couple of weeks go by, maybe a month goes by, another homie says the same thing, like, "Yo, I know you like this chick, but, you know, she puts out a lot." And like, I didn't want to believe him. And sure enough, man, it started like making sense to me. Like, and I'm like, "Damn, man, I'm that dumb." But we all go through it, right?
Yeah. And you know what? I think we all eventually go through that hoe phase, whether we realize it or not. I think the hoe phase can honestly be a number of things, not just, you know, going out and getting laid and whatever, but it can be just, you know, you don't want to get tied down. You just want to, you know, you want to go out, you want to have fun. You want to, you know,
this is nice.
And
we're back.
And that's, and it could be like, you know, just stuff like that, you know, just, but yeah, like, I mean, hell, I went through one, you know, back in the day, and, you know, and we all have those ones that we regret. But, I mean, yeah, like, I do agree with what you're saying. I don't think he really knows what he wants, and, you know, like that, like, he wants the housewife, but he doesn't want the hoe, which kind of goes, like, you know, it's kind of funny, because typically a guy would say, you know, like, yeah, I want, you know, they want like a nice, you know, kind of chill wife and everything, but they want a freak in the bedroom. And it's like, okay, well, that's probably where the hoe comes from, but you don't want a hoe, so you know.
Yeah, I think people don't factor in the fact that that person they're describing, they may not even be up to par for that person. So that person's gonna look elsewhere.
Yeah,
and then they gotta get ready for the disappointment when they find out all the homies are smashing.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry about the. I swear I'm not doing coke.
Yeah, you are.
No, I got really bad allergies, man.
No, mine was bad. I just cleared my nose up right now.
Yeah. Well, I blew my nose and a fucking snot came out this fucking as long as my middle finger. So I don't know where the hell that fucker was. But anyway, so do you think that maybe okay, so now what do you think about when it's a guy going through the whole phase and the female's trying to, you know, find that good guy? Because remember, you know, we grew up with that, you know, that kind of mentality where, you know, it was like celebrated, you know, for a guy to be out and, you know, with, you know, all these females and stuff like that. And, but then we didn't want, you know, the female to be out with all these guys. So what do you think, like, as far as, you know, because I don't want to just, you know, I don't want to just say like, bash, oh, you know, like turn it into like a dude thing. I kind of want to, you know, what about like female, you know, trying to get with a dude that's a, you know, a hee-ho, you know?
I think that, I mean, dude, like I we've worked in a place and nobody wants poontang, right? Nobody wants the one banging everybody at work, right?
Yep.
It, we do go through that. I know guys that, you know, it's like, man, first day hire, man, they're already smashing that weekend. And then that chick won't leave him alone. Like, she's convinced that because she gave it up the first night that this guy's going to turn his life around and have this, create this life with her that she knows that she can give him. But, you know, poor her, you know, she don't know any better. And she's thinking that because I gave it up, this guy's going to change. And unfortunately, that's not what makes people change, especially for a guy. This guy was like, mm-hmm. man, I didn't even have to try and it's over already. Like, you know, most guys are going to be, I don't know. I mean, we're all different as far as guys, but I can say confidently, like, I think depending the workplace, you are not going to get a chance to be that guy that wants to settle down. There are a couple of fields I can say for sure. Any first responder field, I've seen it where it's hard to be faithful.
Cause fuck off.
I've seen the drama. I wouldn't say, EMT, but more like the hospital where it's pretty rampant. And I know mm-hmm. that's probably not, and I've seen it. I've seen a lot of, guys that are cops over the years, cutting their hair. They end up single because, you know, they got a side piece.
Yeah,
I've seen it. I mean, it does. I mean, I'm not trying to like point out that career field. But those are what I hang around with. Same like with I see a lot of military. People only stay single for so long. I mean, they only mm-hmm. stay in a relationship for so long. But the truth is, it's just no matter where you go, being faithful, unfaithful, it's everywhere. You're going to have your couples that are faithful to each other, and you have your couples that don't. It doesn't discriminate any race, color, background, nothing. I just think that for guys, we're just taught the more you bang, the better, and you're more cooler among your friends. I have one friend, and I remember when he told me this, and it still bothers me to this day. He was proud of having 7 virgins under his belt. And I remember when he said it, I'm like, dude, that's gross. And he's like, what do you mean, man? That's like, you know, that's like, he was like that he was proud of that.
He was collecting their virginities.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, dude, okay, first of all, it's like, I said, dude, first of all, you like handling people that don't know what they're doing and they don't even know if they enjoy it yet. So they're not enjoying it. Like for me, I'm a mutual lover. I want to enjoy it just as much as you. I mean, I'm more about emotional connection, not so much a physical connection. But that's just how I am. I think for myself, I could say for a fact, like, I'm a very emotional dude. So if I can connect with a female emotionally, like, I'm hooked. And it does, I know it does come off as flirting sometimes, but for the most part, I'm infatuated with having great conversations with people that are open-minded. Yeah. And then, I mean, if I was single, you know, I would definitely push it to, you know, maybe something else. But the fact is, like, I'm older now and I know my boundaries.
Yeah.
But this, it's and something see, you learn and over
I've
time.
Noticed that too. I've noticed that, you know, that kind of, like, it kind of seems like people won't call somebody else a hoe because they're out, you know, doing, you know, getting with other people. It could be just like you said, like that, like you're sitting there, you're talking and you're, you know, having conversation and all that. And then somebody can come up and be like, oh, you know, that chick's a hoe because, you know, or he's a hoe because he likes, you know, he likes flirting with all these chicks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they call you a dog.
Yeah. So it does. It's kind of moved on from like a sexual thing, I think, to just a label now, and it kind of sucks because it really, you know, it really messes with people because I think that, you know, and I think social media has a lot to do with it because, you know, I don't know if you know anybody. I don't really think I know anybody, but, you know, friend of a friend or whatever. I don't know, Stacy. You look at the timeline, you look at the photos, and it's like, you know, back in 2015, it was all, you know, duck lips and, you know, cheers, bitches, and, you know, woo girl, fucking drunken shit,
like the party
bad
girl.
Bitch, and,
yeah, party girl.
You know, all this, you know, and then hoe is life, and,
yeah,
you know,
life.
And then all of a sudden, boom, like, oh, hashtag blessed, I'm having a baby with my husband, and, you know, or...
The minute they get that... They,
or, like, the dude...
That they, you're talking... Dude, the minute they post that live, laugh, love tattoo, I know that whole life is a wrap. Or they have it on their wall.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, you know, like let's say you meet this girl, right? You meet this, you know, Stacy. I'm just throwing a name out there. If there's a Stacy out there, I'm sorry, I just... First name that came up.
We'll make sure to tag her on the post.
All Stacy's. Hashtag Stacy. But, you know, I think, like, you know, if you meet this girl, Stacy, and, you know, you kind of hit it off, and, you know, you're looking for a relationship and stuff, and she's kind of, you know, a little bit reserved, but, you know, she obviously has a little bit of a, you can tell she has a little bit of a, like a, like a freak side, you know, that she's trying to hold back. And then, I don't know, you go on her Instagram or something and you start seeing all this shit, you know, hoe is life, and, you know, all this, memes, you know, like when you see him wearing gray sweatpants, or, you know, just shit like that. And you're like, I think that kind of gets, you know, your mind going, and you start thinking, like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I really want to go there. But maybe Stacy turned her life around. Maybe she had a fucking, you know, maybe she had some fucking come to Jesus moment, whatever, and decided, hey, you know what? I'm not that person anymore. I'm just, you know, chill. I want to relationship and this and that, and that's cool. But in my opinion, I think that she's over there looking at social media and stuff and looking at her IG or whatever, Facebook, and sees all that stuff, like, it's kind of going to be in the back of his mind, you know. And especially also if, like, you know, he's got his friends that, you know, oh man, like, you know, oh yeah, I got with her, you know, and oh yeah, this dude got with her, and, you know, him and his friend fucking, you know, they fucking powder, you know, at the same time, and you know, just all that shit. And you start hearing all these fucking horror stories, and you're like, oh fuck, you know. So next thing you know, you're gonna go like, hey, what the fuck? Like, what? You know, like, what the fuck is that? What's gonna happen? And you know, I mean, you don't know what to believe. You know, she might say like, oh yeah, I'm not like that anymore. Be like, yeah, you're not like that. And why couldn't you not be like that back? You know, back when fucking, I don't know, Mike and Brian had their fucking, you know, shit up all up in you.
So I have two little like I guess anecdotes for that. So the first one is gonna be social media. Social media is a destroyer of relationships. Regardless of what kind of relationship you have with someone, it will destroy a relationship. The reason being is that social media, specifically Instagram and Facebook, they have it where it takes someone, removes all your filters of the human reaction interaction, and it makes you filter the shit out of your pictures and you post it. And it turned into like, it used to be where you just post a picture, people like it, yes or no. But somewhere, somehow we figured out if we post something a little provocative or sexual, we'll get dog more ears. Likes. Dog ears. And the dog what filter. Ends up happening is we start looking for valid men or women, specifically women, but I've seen men do it too, but you look for validation. And yeah. You could be married, you could be in a relationship, but that's not enough. You want validation that bad, you start posting for a reaction. It's like someone that makes a post on Facebook that says, like, and it's real simple, tired of this shit. And then all of a sudden, there's people in their DMs commenting, be like, yo, what's wrong? Or like, hey, I just messaged you, answer me. This is my phone. But it's because we, as humans, we seek attention. And we want people to give us attention. So that destroys relationships, because if that's your partner doing that, you're like, yo, you good? Like, I'm right here. You could talk to me. And they're like, no, it's not. It's nothing. It was just a post. It wasn't a post. It was someone seeking validation or asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's say me and you are homies, right? And let's say that I dated a girl and I told you all the things she would let me do, you know, sexually, like she would let me record her, anything I would tell her to do, she would do it. Like she would let me record her, take pictures. We could be anywhere, and I'd ask her, hey, I want this sexual act done in public. And she would do it with no hesitation.
Dirty Sanchez?
And then let's say that we break up, right? And I move on, I get married and do my thing, I have my family now. And all of a sudden, you, who I told all, you're the only friend I told this to, you end up marrying this chick. So then when I, you know, like, it's going to make our friendship awkward, but then, you know, I'm like, hey, man, as long as you're happy, you know, it's kind of weird that I told you all this stuff we did. And then you stop me and say, bro, she doesn't do none of that for me. How awkward is that? How awkward
would that be? That's a little, you know, that's kind of weird, you know, to.
I have a friend that he told me all this. Like, he told me it was him and his best friend. He told me all the stuff he did with this girl. Let her record everything. He went into the military and he left her. Like, he didn't want to be with her anymore. So when he got out, he found his wife, married, was best friend, ended up marrying this girl. And when he asked her, you're like, well, you know, hey, man, at least you know she's pretty good at what she does. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. We have maybe sex maybe once a year. When this dude was telling her, they were doing it like 2-3 times a day, and he's only getting it once a year. So was that a whole phase? Was it because it was she was in love with this guy? Like, is that a whole phase? So it's kind of it changes the dynamic of what do we consider a whole phase.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
I mean, especially with, and you see that a lot with military, you know, couples, marriages, you know, where the guy gets deployed, takes off, and then, you know, and you've seen like the pictures or the videos, you know, and stuff like that, where Like I remember this one picture. There's a chick, and she's pregnant, and she's got a sign, you know, that says, you know, welcome home, daddy, or whatever. You're gonna be a dad, and
he was gone for.
And
like
then
a
the guy's
year.
Like, yeah, he's like, I got deployed a year ago, and it's like, oh shit, you know. But you see that a lot, and like. I think like maybe going into the, like the little bit of psychology of it, you know, is like, I think part of that is like the woman gets lonely, you know, because, you know, I mean, let's face it. If your husband and wife, you know, your husband just left to, you know, out of the country and you're just there. And then if you have kids, you know, you're basically just a single mom, and your husband's, you know, just on the phone, and that's if he's able to call you. And so I think human nature, and honestly, whether it's man or woman, human nature, you're going to try to find comfort to replace that empty feeling that you have, you know. So the woman that whose husband is deployed and she's going crazy, whether she's you know, whether she's got kids and she can't handle it anymore, or she doesn't have to go alone and bored. She misses her husband and she's gonna, you know, try to fill that emptiness. And maybe it's, you know, maybe it'll be a one-time thing. But maybe not. I don't know. I mean, that's up to the person.
I think that's just anyone in general that travels. And, like, military is one. But I feel like, I mean, I know people that are together. They've been together for 5+ years. And the guy never posts this girlfriend. And the girl always posts that I'm having problems with my boyfriend. That's just how they are on social media. They're not even like that in real life. But on social media, it's like they have problems. The other one, you know, the girl apparently catches the guy cheating all the time, but the girl will post thirst traps all day. Be suggestive, saying like, you know, oh, I need a night where someone just takes me out and spoils me, and then like, oh, girls only. Like, I'm like, come on, you know what you meant. Like, you know what you're looking for, and that, like I said, that goes back to my. Thing about like that's validation, like it's seeking attention and getting a validation, and unfortunately, man, like, you know, in this day and age, like regardless of Hoa's life or whatever, I feel like you need to like love yourself for who you are, whatever you are, like whatever, like no, I have no qualms, or I judge nobody. I am not perfect. I'm sitting in the glass house like anybody else, but my thing is that. You know, people that are comfortable with their sexuality and they're comfortable with, I don't want to call it a hoe's life. They're just comfortable being sexual. Like,
sexually active.
Yeah, very sexually active. They're comfortable talking about, you know, masturbating, watching porn. Like, they're comfortable talking about it. Mm-hmm. And it does make other people uncomfortable. And I just think that... some people are just more adult about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's pretty good. So, I mean, you know, so basically, you know, Jesse, if you're listening to this, dude, you know, just pretty much. Focus on yourself, I guess, is what we're trying to say. And, you know, just don't read into things too much.
And everyone just, has a past, bro. That's
yeah. And remember past. That everyone has a past, and remember that these are different times. You know, all this is acceptable now. And just with him asking that, I kind of have a feeling that he's probably like in like part of like our generation. So like our age group, and she's probably younger. I'm gonna say he's probably like maybe 30s. I don't know, mid, early, late. I don't know. And she's got to be in her 20s. You know, so if that's, you know, I mean, if that's what he's doing, if he's, you know, looking for a chick or whatever, but because that's, like I said, that's kind of like how our mentality was growing up. So we would obviously think that way. Whereas somebody younger than us would just be like, oh, I don't give a fuck. You know, like, yeah, hoe is life. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's, they find their own way. So, yeah, I don't know. Anything you want to say to him, man? Say to anybody? I don't know.
No, I mean, it's a valid question, but like I said, I mean, everyone had a pass, and are you the same person you were a year ago, 5 years ago? No, we all grow, we all change. We learn how to accept certain things, and we learn how to not accept things. But you just gotta, it's just all about what you're able to and willing to put up with, and if you're comfortable. That's it. That's all that matters, whether it's with someone or not. You know, be you, live a good life, make the right choices. That's it.
Yeah. And definitely, I think, also, set the hoe is life thing aside and get to know that person. Because maybe, like you said, they're just out, they want to have fun. But, you know, they could be a great person, you know. And so get to know that person first, you know. Don't. I mean, it'll be in the back of your mind, you know, like, this person likes to go out, you know, and all that stuff. But don't focus on just that. Because if you focus on just that, you go out there nowadays, you're not going to find a nice girl. It's very hard to find one. So, yeah, well, I guess that's it, man.
Sounds good, brother.
So, yeah, man, hey, man, thanks for doing this. We definitely got to do another one sometime.
Yeah, hopefully I can break a little bit more free and not be so distracted.
It's all good, man. You know, it's part of life. That's the reason why I couldn't really do a whole lot before, because, you know, family, life, work, different schedules. I mean, it happens. So this is, you know, at least this is happening now. You know, like, I'm talking to you and we're doing this recording and it's live. So, I mean, and we hopefully maybe answered somebody's question.
Yeah, man. Not,
you know, going crazy.
Yep. Same
so, here. All right, man. Well, thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, everybody else, lick ass and later, boners.
Later, man. Later.